The Catholic International Development Charity Progressio has welcomed the news that the British government will honour its commitment to spend 0.7% of GDP on overseas aid by 2013. The charity's comments came after Britain's finance minister, George Osborne, unveiled a package of harsh spending cuts on Wednesday, the most severe since the Second World War. The coalition government aims to cut £83 billion, or €95 billion, from the country's budget deficit over the next 4 years. Lydia O'Kane spoke to advocacy manager at Progressio, Tim Aldred, about this renewed aid commitment.
I think we were delighted that the Chancellor and the Prime Minister held their nerve on this issue. There has been strong commitment across all political parties to commit to meeting the international target for international aid, which is 0.7% of national income. And there was a reaffirmation of the timetable to reaching that by 2013. Given what is being faced in the UK by way of spending cuts and reductions in many departments, to see an increase in international aid in many ways is extraordinary and something that really we do welcome. It makes a huge difference to the poor around the world.
You mentioned that the UK is recognised as a global leader in the fight against poverty. That's something you've said. It's something that is shared by the Pope.
It is indeed. It was a huge theme, actually, in the visit of Pope Benedict to the UK last month. There were explicit references and support for joint action between the Holy See and the British government on poverty, both from the Prime Minister's side, from David Cameron's side, and also from the Holy Father. So that common agenda between the Holy See and the British government around poverty and the importance of that, I think, was a really positive outcome of last month's visit.